my heart.
Hit Breakfast with Alan and Michelle. And Michelle, as we enter phase four on Saturday, the dating world's about to get a whole lot more, I'm going to use the word, messy.
What's opening
but complicated,
up? Complicated.
And touching. And
well, intimate.
Oh, well, this is just the thing. This is why we have our very next guest on, because obviously everyone's been in lockdown. People are single. Me. And people want to get out there and not only socialise with their friends, but go on dating sites and meet people. So to figure out how we navigate this, we have on the line Debbie Rivers, who's a dating and relationships expert, and she's got Dare to Date. Now, Debbie, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, sweet Lord. How do we navigate this? It's hard enough when, when times were normal, but now we've got a new set of rules. Yeah. How do we go about this?
Look, I think it's tricky because things have changed and people are, I don't know, I think people are craving connection and touch more than ever before, yet we are still being told to socially distance. And yes. How do you do that on a date? It's, I mean, personally, I don't like the awkward hug and handshake at the best of the time.
Yes. Right?
I think it's a good way and a good excuse to get rid of it forever, right?
Great.
Excellent. All right. Done.
So there's a positive. Okay.
But it's really awkward. Look, I was out I think it was last week, was introduced to someone and I'm like, I hate shaking hands because people tell me, guys particularly go, I don't wash my hands after I've gone to the toilet.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
It's not good.
And they say, because if they touch that tap, they're essentially touching everyone that's been there before them. And I'm like, ooh.
Oh, no, that's kind of ruined it for me. Maybe I won't wash my hands.
No, you use your forearm and you just flip that lever
up. So my forearm's touching a whole lot of penis stuff. Ew.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God, this is a killer. We're doomed.
And this is why I just don't shake hands, right?
Sure. Like, I'm out now. And that's done for me.
It's got nothing to do with coronavirus.
No.
Well, exactly. It's just gross. Right? So, do you know, though, the handshake came from the olden days where you shook someone's hand to say it was safe that they didn't have a sword in their hand.
Ah, there you go. Well, I like to know that my dates aren't carrying. That's good. So what do we do? I've been talking online to someone, let's say, and we go, okay, let's go out on a date. That'd be nice for us to meet each other face to face. So no handshake, obviously no hug, because I'm normally a bit of a kiss on the cheek sort of person.
Yeah.
How do we navigate? Because by the end of the date, you normally at least get a little peck on the cheek or something like that. What do do we discuss this beforehand? We go, we're going to elbow bump and that's all we're doing and we chat over dinner? How does it work?
Yeah, look, I reckon make a joke out of it. You could do the elbow bump or a foot shake. But, yes. You know, smile. By the end of the date, if you do like them, I mean, we're in WA, we're not at so much of a risk, are we?
Yeah, this not so
true.
Much. Yeah.
This is true, yeah.
But, I mean, I suppose you don't know with what's happened in Victoria, but, you know, make a joke of it. Make it lighthearted. Smile at someone. And if there really is a connection, hug.
We've got the hug green light. I love it. All right.
Is it weird to be excluding Victorians from the dating world right now when you're on Tinder or whatever, going, oh, you're from Victoria? Maybe in a couple of months, mate. Sort your house out first.
Well, let's face it, you can't get there even if you wanted to.
Oh, they're trying to get here. You've got to keep an eye on them.
Sneaking through boards and whatnot.
These dirty Victorians.
Well, I feel like...
But, you know, The other thing I reckon, though, if someone doesn't want to shake your hand, don't take it personally.
Yes.
Like, oh, that's good.
Like I said, this guy the other day argued with me when I didn't want to shake his hand.
Oh.
And like, accept it because people might have elderly parents and they might be being kind.
Yeah.
So instead of judging them for being a, you know, weird, kind of accept it and have, you know, relax about it.
I like it. That's a good attitude to go into it. People want to learn more, go to daretodate.com.au. That too is the number two. Debbie Rivers there. Thank you so much for the chat today.
Thanks for the chat. It was great talking to you guys.